Hello everyone, thank you for listening to our presentation. My name is Nigar. I'm presenting our work entitled as Multi-Criteria Decision Analysis for Sustainability and Resilience Assessment of Buildings Subjected to Earthquakes on behalf of our team. Resilience and sustainability are the two key factors for the building design. The aim of an ideal design is to minimize the seismic losses and the negative environmental impacts while ensuring safety requirements. To that end, we need a holistic, multi-objective approach to integrate all these aspects. So we developed a framework to investigate the trade-offs among the related performance objectives, including seismic repair, cost and injuries, building operational and embodied energy. Major steps of our framework include selecting building design variables sensitive to the objectives, calculating seismic losses based on FEMA P58, operational energy by Energy Plus, and the embodied energy by the input-output-based approach proposed by FEMA P58. In the last step, we present all the results in a 3D space with the axis as the normalized performance objectives. Then we calculate hypervolume indicator to compare the Pareto sets in terms of the diversity and distribution of the points and to evaluate the proximity to the approximated true Pareto solutions. To examine our framework, we selected three reinforced concrete building designs with various heights. Four window-to-wall ratios and six exterior wall assemblies were selected as the effective design variables. After calculating the objectives, we observed conflicting outcomes for each criterion. Then we defined a 3D space in which we presented the design solution points and calculated the hypervolume indicator, which measures the size of the space dominated by the Pareto set. We showed that the medium-rise building has a larger dominated solution space, and for a high-rise building, it is more difficult to reach a compromise among all criteria. As a conclusion, the conflicting results we get from each criterion highlights the necessity of integrating these aspects in the future building design and decision-making. In spite of several challenges like the lack of interoperability among the computational tools for each objective, our framework can step forward to reach an optimum building design.